We've been talking about discovering your destiny, the purpose for which you've been created. The Bible says, Anna, why don't you read that for us?
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Will you read that last part one more time? To those who are what?
Called to his purpose.
Called according to his, what's that P word?
Purpose.
Somebody say purpose. To those who are called according to his purpose. Can I tell you today that God has called you according to his purpose? Now, Anna helped me with the title of this message today. And Anna, what's this message called?
Divine design.
What is it?
Divine.
Come on,
design.
You got to speak up, baby. What is it?
Divine design.
Oh, divine design. Thank you so much. And so everything you see as you look around here this morning, everything you see has been created by someone. Everything you can lay your eyes on, someone has made that. So Anna, let's look around and let's name some of the things that you see here. Just on this table, why don't you take a look and tell everybody, what are some of the items that you see up here?
A shovel.
A shovel.
Scissors.
Scissors.
Fork, spoon, and knife.
A fork, spoon, and knife.
Microphone.
Microphone. Why don't we grab some of them and tell us what it is and who made it? See if you can find the name of who made it.
This one would be made by Chore Boy.
Chore Boy. Okay, and it's a scrubber, right?
Yep.
Grab something else and let's see what it is. Tell us what it is and who made it.
Cloth and... has no tag on it.
No tag. Let's find another one that does, maybe.
Scissors, and it's from Westcott.
Okay. Scissors made by a company named Westcott. What else do you have?
A power cord.
By Apollo. Okay. What else?
A chainsaw from Home Light.
Home Light. Home Light. That was Granddad's chainsaw. That's older than Daddy. And it still works. They used to build them better. Amen. How about, what's this right here? You use one of these in the barn? You had a horse show yesterday. What's that?
Shovel.
You know which end of that you start on? Who made that one? Can you make that out?
Union.
Union. A company named Union. Now, let me see here. We've looked at that stuff, and we know who made it. Come out here. Come out here. Let me see. Say, ah. Nope, not in there. I'm looking for a tag on who made you?
God.
How do you know that?
I just know.
You just know? Does his word tell us that?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you read a scripture that backs that up and tells us? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 7. What does that say?
Then God said, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
So who made man and woman?
God.
Who made man and woman?
God.
Who made man and woman?
God.
Are you positive?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I was taught, and I know.
Where did you find that?
In the Bible.
In the Bible. When we have questions in life, where do we find the answer?
The Bible.
In the Bible. Can we trust the Bible?
Yes.
Okay. So everything you see has been created by someone. Therefore, it makes sense that you have been created by someone. The second thing you need to understand this morning is that everything you see has been created for a purpose. Say, I've been created for a purpose. Are you with me today? Say, I've been created for a purpose. There we go. Everything you see has been created for a purpose. But that's wonderful and that sounds good. But what does purpose mean, Anna?
The reason for which a thing is created. The reason why a thing exists.
Purpose is the reason for which a thing is created. God created you for a reason. It is the reason why a thing exists. In other words, the Creator had a specific job in mind when they designed that item. These items sitting here with us today. What does that say, Anna?
The Creator.
Yeah? Read that line for me.
Has a specific job in mind... When they designed it.
So the Creator assigns the creation a reason for existing. Fair enough?
Yes.
He assigns us a meaning for our lives. Now, we've got some things up here. Anna, what's the purpose of a weed eater?
To cut grass.
Okay, what's the purpose of scissors?
To cut hair.
Or cut hair.
Stuff.
Yeah, stuff. How about that chainsaw? What's the purpose of it?
Cutting down trees.
Cutting down trees. Uh-huh. And how about the toenail clippers there beside it?
Cutting toenails.
Cutting toenails.
Don't listen, Daddy. He cuts bark off his toenails. Literally, bark.
You're not supposed to tell that. So I should use the chainsaw for my toenails.
Yes, you do.
Okay, the shovel, what's that used for?
To scoop poop or snow or any of
poop
that.
Poop or snow, okay. It's a pretty big spectrum there. Not to be confused with one another. What's the spoon for?
Scooping ice cream.
Scoop. So one scoops poop, one scoops ice cream.
Yes.
Which one would you rather scoop?
Ice cream.
Okay, I was just wondering. How about we've got a concrete mixer. What's that used for?
To stir concrete.
Yeah, the name's pretty self-explanatory, so that one's really not fair. How about, I think there's a blow dryer over there. You like to use one of those. What's that do?
Blow dry my hair.
It dries your hair, but right in front of it, there's another big blower. What do you use to do that one with?
To blow leaves or something off your porch.
Blow leaves off the porch or off the driveway and clean it. Here, over here, we've got something different. We've got a water pick that you use to clean your what?
Teeth.
Your teeth. And then we've got a pressure washer. What would you clean with that?
You could clean a car or just get
four-wheeler. Just get clean. You know, one time when Daddy was young, I went to the car wash and I didn't realize how much pressure they had. And I put one up to my forehead because it was hot outside and I thought I was going to get my hair wet. I about scalped myself. I promise you, don't ever do that. If you take nothing else away from this sermon, don't ever put a pressure washer nozzle to your head. So in other words, there is an intention behind every invention. Could we say that today? Fair enough. Its purpose was determined by the designer. Now, let's tell you this morning that our designer and creator had a specific job in mind when he designed and when he created and when he formed each of us. Do you know that no person who enters this life has ever come into this world without God's hands upon their life and development in the womb of the mother? The Word of God declares that. Jeremiah chapter 1:5, we began this series with this verse, and it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, God says, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you," or "I set you apart. I placed you in a specific area for a specific purpose." He says, "I ordained," or "I designed, I stamped you a prophet to the nations." So just like Jeremiah, you've got to understand that the Word of God is written not just to us, but it's also written about us. And just like Jeremiah, we have been created by the Father's divine design with a unique purpose for our lives. His purpose gives my life meaning. Understanding purpose answers the question, why am I here? There is something I can do. I think about some of the young people I've worked with over the years and how God has taken them from, in my life, from a place of pointlessness to a place of purpose, from depression to destiny. I think about Dayton, Storm Jones. His middle name is Storm, so I say it as much as I can because it's like the coolest name I've ever heard. Dayton Storm Jones. And I was sitting with him about a year ago eating Chinese, and Dayton was discouraged and he didn't know what to do. He's living in Bradford County, doesn't know what God wants for his life. He doesn't have much direction. And I begin to talk to him about how to find God's plan and purpose and destiny for each of our lives. And he went to Hillsong after praying about it. And can I tell you, he's on staff there. He's doing amazing things there. God's using him incredibly. He's flourishing and thriving, and he's fulfilling what it is that God set in his heart to do. There's joy in that. He understands now that everything in my life is connected. It's not just this big string of unrelated circumstances, but God has a plan and a purpose for my life. Can you give God praise for what he's doing in Dayton today? So when you know your purpose, you live with an overwhelming sense of destiny every day, knowing that no matter what you do, it's no small thing. No matter what it is you set your hand to that day, because it's part of His divine design. You live with a sense of significance that my walk with God is significant, my prayers are significant, my faith is significant, my influence on the world around me is significant, my words are significant, my thoughts, my imaginations, everything I do, every action that I make, every decision that I make. Tim's going to be preaching in the prison today, and he's preaching decisions determine your destiny. I love that because it's so true. My relationships are significant. My attitude, my contribution to the world around me is significant. But, say but.
But.
But, that's a big but too. But when I use something to do what it wasn't designed or created to do, as Miranda Lambert so well spoke, something bad's about to happen. Right? So Anna, if I use a chainsaw to trim my toenails, is that going to come out pretty?
No.
Okay, why not?
Because it will be bleeding, your toe's probably going to be cut off.
It wouldn't be effective is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
It wouldn't be able to do what it was designed to do. But that doesn't make sense to me because a pair of toenail clippers, they cut, and a chainsaw cuts. So if they both cut, what's the difference? Why can't I use chainsaw to trim my toenails and clippers to cut down a tree?
One's stronger than the other one.
So you're telling me they weren't made the same?
Yes.
They weren't designed the same?
Yes.
So they have different purposes?
Yes.
So if I use something for a purpose it wasn't designed to do, it'll either wear me out or tear me up. Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay. How about this? We've got a blow dryer. You ever use that?
Yes.
And we've got a leaf blower. They both blow air. Yes, could say that about some other people. It is election year. They both blow hot air, right? So, can I use the leaf blower to dry my hair and the blow dryer to clean the driveway?
You could.
Well, I could, but I learned my lesson at the car wash. Remember my story?
Yes.
Keep that with you for the rest of your life. Golden nuggets from Daddy. Never use the car wash to wash your hair. Okay, so why shouldn't I use the blow dryer to clean the driveway and blow leaves in the fall and the leaf blower to dry my hair?
The blow dryer wouldn't get that much done, and that would be hard to put over your head.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't designed to do that, right?
Yes.
So if it's not designed for that, then it's not effective. Purpose is what separates it. Can I tell you, church, that when I don't know my purpose, when you don't know your purpose, then we try to do things that God did not create us to do. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Anna, what does that say?
Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. In other words, where there's no discovery, where people are not having an uncovering and an understanding that comes from God, where God shows them His plan and His purpose, then the Bible says they have no restraint. In other words, they run wild. Why? Because if I don't know what I was created to do, then I don't know what not to do. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's very important that we know God's plan and His purpose for our lives. There are certain things God's created us to do, and then there's things that God has created us not to do. And when we don't function by His divine design, or we don't function in His order, there is a way, a place for everything, and a way for things to be done, then we are out of what? Out of order. And when you see a machine that's not working, what sign do you put on it? Out of order. That means it's not working, right? Right? That's why it's important that we function in our purpose. That's why sometimes it feels like you're giving life all you've got, and yet you're not getting anywhere. And you feel frustrated and exhausted, and deterioration begins to set in. Have you ever felt like you're just beating your head against a wall, or spinning your wheels, or expending great amounts of energy, but it wasn't getting you anywhere? You were getting nothing in return for what you were putting out. Ever been there before? Quite possibly, it's because we're not functioning in our purpose. Anna, do me a favor and grab that fork. Now, how well would it go if you try to eat soup with a fork?
What kind of soup?
Depends on how chunky it is.
Yes.
I didn't say chili, soup.
It would slide through.
Was it? Would it be kind of frustrating?
Yes, it would.
Was it designed to eat soup with?
No.
Okay, grab that spoon. How about if I try to use a spoon to cut a steak?
It would take you a while.
It would take me a while, right? So a spoon wasn't designed to cut a steak, and a fork wasn't designed to eat soup. Why? Because it's going to take a whole lot more effort. It's going to take a whole lot more energy. It's going to take me a whole lot more time. I'm going to be frustrated and upset and doing everything in my power not to backslide because I can't get it in my mouth fast enough. Right? There's labor and there's toil in that, but it's a whole lot easier if I use a knife to cut steak instead of a spoon. And sometimes we're trying to be a spoon when God's called us to be a knife. And what I want to say this morning is that we've got to stop trying to be what God didn't make us to be, or trying to do what God didn't create us to do. And we spend so much time wishing many times that we had what someone else had, or we wish we were what someone else is or what we think they are, instead of just realizing God's created me to be a spoon, and I'm happy to just be a spoon. And if I function in my purpose as a spoon, then I'll be a happy little spoon. I'll be a peaceful little spoon. I'll be an anointed little spoon. I mean, I will shovel Cheerios in your mouth like you ain't never seen, to the glory of God. That's why we've got to understand it's important for us to be happy with who God has created us to be and the gifts He's given us. When we function within our purpose, things come easier. There's a flow to it. Why? Because God and I are working together instead of working against each other. I cannot work against His divine design. Do you know, baby, that's why people die young many times?
Yeah.
Because they're resisting God. God has a plan. He created us for something. And if we're living outside that, life is harder than it ought to be. For example, did God ask you to worry?
No.
Okay. Did He ever ask you to worry?
No.
No. Okay. Jesus said, don't
worry.
That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yes.
But yeah, why do we do it?
So we don't have to like worry about our life and hide.
Have you ever
shadows.
Worried?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Like maybe about a test or something?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of fear involved there.
Yes.
Instead of believing God and having faith in God and putting it in His hands and trusting Him. Yet worry is one of the most dangerous things to our body physically. It's called psychosomatic illness. And the American medical studies prove that the majority of doctor visits in the United States of America come from stress-related sicknesses. In other words, worry. Well, there's a reason why God said don't worry. It wasn't to be mean to us. The third thing you've got to know today is, number one, that everything is created by someone. Everything has been created for a
purpose.
And the third thing you've got to know is that the things you see up here, the items we've talked about today, came with an instruction manual. Anna, has God given us an instruction manual?
Yes.
What is it?
Bible.
Okay. How do you spell that?
B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me.
What did you say?
That's the book for me.
That's a song.
Mm-hmm.
You sing that at school?
In preschool.
In preschool. So God's given us an instruction manual. Amen? 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 So I want you to stay with me on this. The manual, the instruction manual, when it comes to these items, tells us what the purpose is for. The only way we can find God's purpose in our life is to read the instruction manual. That manual tells us what it was designed for. And as we read God's word, it tells us what we've been designed for you to look beautiful. And you look beautiful today.
Thank you.
It tells us what we were designed not only to do, I love that about God's word, but also what not to do, right?
Yes.
Now, Anna, does God tell us what not to do to be mean to us?
No.
Okay. Why does He tell us that?
Because He doesn't want us to get hurt.
Because He doesn't want us to get hurt. For example, this blow dryer came with an instruction manual. They used to have tags on all of them that says, do not take a bath with your blow dryer. Aren't they mean?
No.
How dare they tell us not to do that? I would be much more free if I could take a bath with my blow dryer.
You're multitasking.
I would be so much happier if I could take a bath with my blow dryer. All the cool kids would be impressed if I took a bath with a blow dryer.
You're multitasking.
I'm multitasking.
You're not wasting a half hour.
You are mommy's daughter. Multitasking. Only you would justify using a blow dryer in a bathtub. That's something mommy would try to do right there. Thou shalt not trim your toenails with a chainsaw. Isn't that what their instruction manual says?
What?
That was not a good idea, is it? What? But why do they put things like that in the instruction manual?
Because it could be very dangerous and safety reasons.
Safety reasons. So when the Bible tells us to do certain things, God wants to open up a brand new world for us, and our obedience to what he's asked us to do leads us into greater blessing.
Yes.
Okay? So as we obey God, we step into increase. A bigger life. When God tells us not to do something, it's not so that he can take things away from us and make our life smaller. Again, it's my obedience to that principle that I step into greater things. But it's also, you nailed it, safety. God wants to keep us safe because there were some things I was created to do, and there's some things I'm just not created to do. That instruction manual tells us how to get peak performance out of it. If I dump sand in the gas tank of that power washer, it's not going to do so great. But it tells me exactly what kind of fuel to use. It tells me exactly how often I should change the oil in it. Why? It's helping me get peak performance. Can I tell you, Anna, that God wants to help you get peak performance out of your life?
Yes.
He wants to help you do your absolute best in everything you do. And I thank God that you do that. And I'm so proud of you for it. It also helps you extend your life. That's what the manual does. When we read the manual, it helps us extend our life. What's extend mean?
You're expanding. You have more to life.
So if I extend something, am I making it longer?
Yes.
Okay. So John 3:16, do you know that one? For God so
loved the world
that he
gave his only
begotten son that
whoever
believes
in him
should not
perish
but have
everlasting life.
For God so loved the world. Would y'all give her a hand this morning? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God doesn't want us to die. God wants us to live. So he shows us in his word how to extend our life. The manual also tells us how to care for something. Sometimes we need to be taken care of, don't we? God's word shows us how to take care of ourselves. It also shows how to clean that specific item up. I thank God that sometimes even though we get dirty in this life. Ever been dirty? The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
It's only as we follow God's instruction manual for our life that we find and fulfill his purpose.
That's good. Will you read that one more time?
It's only as we follow God's instruction manual for our life that we find and fulfill his purpose.
Yes, absolutely. So as we're obedient to what God's word says, then we step into his purpose for our life. Is there joy in fulfilling your purpose?
Yes.
Is there peace?
Yes.
Is that something you want to do in your life?
Yes.
I know it's something I want to do in my life every single day. Is it something you just do once, or is it like putting on socks, or what's the deal? Do you have to do it every day? Huh?
You can if you want to.
So it's a choice, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? So the first thing is that everything you see has been created by
God.
Someone, right? And we've been created by God. Everything you see has been created for a
purpose.
Everything we've talked about today has come with an instruction manual. Did you come with an instruction manual?
Yes.
What is it?
The Bible.
The Bible. And the last thing you've got to know today, church, is that the items we've talked about here today, none of these items can fulfill their purpose without someone laying their hands on it. I want you to think about that. Not one of these items that we have here today. Here's Anna's beard trimmers. You use them to trim your beard.
No.
None of these can fulfill their purpose without someone laying their hands on it. How about this? You know what that is? Huh?
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know the name of it.
You don't know? Those are hedge clippers. None of these items can fulfill their purpose until someone lays their hands on it. I want you to follow me on this very carefully. Can you put that up, baby? Be real careful. Can I tell you today that you will never know God's divine design for you until you submit your life to his hand. Just grab a hold of that this morning. You will never know God's divine design for your life until He lays His hand upon you and takes up your life to accomplish that which He pleases. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 in the Message says this. I love this. It says, so be content with who you are. Be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. Can we read that together? I'm going to count to three and then let's read it together. Anna, you help me. One, two, three. God's strong hand is on you. Let's change the word you to me this time. Let's say it again. One, two, three. God's strong hand is on me. Let's do it again. God's strong hand is on me. The Bible says, be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. God will promote you in His timing. Our prayer ought to be, Father, I ask that You would lay Your hand on my life. Father, I submit to You. I surrender to You. Father, I want to decrease that You would increase. Father, I lay my life down so that You can pick it up and use it to do something great for Your glory. Father, I ask You today to lay Your hand upon my life. I ask You today to lay Your hand upon my heart. I ask You today to lay Your hand upon my mind. I ask You today to lay Your hand upon the gifts You've deposited in me. I ask You today, Father, to lay Your hand upon those talents, to lay Your hand upon my eyes that they may see what You want me to see, that I could have vision, not as I see the world, but as You see the world. God, I ask that You lay Your hands on my ears, God, that I can hear what it is You hear. God, lay Your hands upon me today. Lay Your hands upon my hands. Lay Your hands upon my feet. Lay Your hands, God, upon my destiny. Lay Your hands, God, upon me, because I know that I know that I know today that my hand, Your hand is the safest place I can be. I know today, Jesus, that You said, the Father has given You my life and You hold me tightly in the palm of Your hand of salvation, and the Father has laid His hand over yours today, and that nothing can snatch me out of Your hand. Satan can't snatch me out of Your hand. Sickness can't snatch me out of Your hand. Depression can't snatch me out of Your hand. I thank You, Father, today that my life is in Your hands and my times are in Your hands and my promotion is in Your hands and my purpose is in Your hands. I thank You, Father, today that You've laid Your hand upon me. I surrender to You, Jesus. I submit my life to You, Jesus. I give my all. I wish half a church would get on their feet and lift your hands and say, I surrender, Jesus. I give my life to You, Jesus. I ask that You would take my life in Your hands, God. Use me, God, for Your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank You. Father, all across this room today, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask right now that You would lay Your hand upon our lives. Father, I thank You today. I pray that purpose be revealed today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that You would open our eyes, that they would see. Give us a revelation, God. Show us, God, Your dream for our lives. We want to know what it is You've got for us, God. We want to know what it is You've deposited in us, God. We thank You that we're not alone today. We thank You that we're in You, Jesus, and Jesus, You're in us. We thank You today that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. I thank You today, God, then no weapon formed against Your purpose for our life shall prosper. Father, we thank You and we praise You and we give You glory. We love You, Jesus. God, we bless Your name. God, I thank You for a life of purpose. God, I thank You that You've designed every one of us for a purpose. God, I thank You for showing it to us today. With every head bowed and every eye closed, Anna, would you like to invite anybody here today that has never asked Jesus into their heart or to be Lord of their lives? Would you like to talk to them about making that decision and why it's important?
Yes.
Would any of you like to give your life to Jesus? Thank you.
Thank you for that hand. Did you give your life to Jesus?
Yes.
Do you love living for Him? How did you do it?
I was on the ground sitting by you and I asked you.
You were on the ground sitting by me. You were about 4 years old. And you asked me about asking Jesus into your heart.
And the next day was the day of baptism.
Did Did you get baptized?
Yes.
So how do you get saved, Dana? What are the steps that someone needs to take who wants to ask Jesus into their heart? What should they do?
You pray.
So you pray.
You follow God from there.
You follow God from there. That's pretty simple. I like that. Give me five. You pray and then you follow God from there. So salvation isn't just about a prayer. It's also about following God from there. I like that. That's really well said. So when they pray, do they need to ask for forgiveness of their sins?
If they've done something wrong, yes.
Do they need to believe in their heart that Jesus died on the cross and God raised him from the dead and he's alive in heaven?
Yes.
Okay, and they need to say with their mouth that Jesus is what? Dear writes it in all your birthday cards.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. So if you're here today and you've never made that decision, I thank you for that hand that's already gone up, sir. Thank you so much for your honesty. With every eye closed, just for a moment longer, just like Anna said, if you'd like to pray today and to follow Jesus every day from here on out, would you raise your hand?
Thank you for that hand.
I see another one, Anna.
Thank you for that hand.
I see another one over there. Maybe, Anna, there's somebody who did that at one time in their life, but things happen, man. We sometimes people allow sin to come in their life and separate them from God, and you feel like you're a long way from him. Maybe there's somebody here today that feels like they're a long way from God. Anna, is he a long way away or is he close?
He's close.
Uh-huh.
As a whisper of his name.
Oh, that's so good. He's as close as the whisper of his name. What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus. Maybe there's somebody here today, you just feel like you're a long way from God. You've got some stuff in your life you need to get under the blood and get right with him today. It's as simple as Anna said, whispering his name, Jesus. Maybe that's you. If that's you, would you raise your hand and wave at us?